Think about a moment in your life when you felt personally powerful, a time when you felt fully in control of your mental state, right? When you had the confidence and motivation to take action based on the boldest, highest version of yourself, with the sense that your actions would be effective, that the outcomes you desire would actually come to fruition, right? Maybe this was an experience from your past at work, maybe at school, at home, or in any other part of your life. Just take a few minutes right now, if you would, to remember and reflect on that experience of personal power from your own past and think about how it felt. How'd you feel in your body? How'd you feel in your heart? What were you thinking about? Recall as much about that experience as you possibly can. And go ahead and hit pause right now and go for it. Just take 1 or 2 minutes to do that. And when you're done, unpause and come back and we'll dive right back in. So go ahead and hit pause right now and come on back whenever you're ready. Now, if you really took a couple of minutes to do that exercise with me, you're probably feeling pretty good right now. And thanks to that little exercise, your psychological state was, and likely still is, infused with feelings of confidence, of motivation, of strength. And here's why. When you remember and reflect on empowering experiences from your past, you actually engage in the act of priming yourself for power. Now, I could have just as easily asked you to remember a time when you felt powerless, or demotivated, or stressed out. But of course, I don't want to bring you down. That's not my intention here in this program or any program I've ever done. But if you did do that, that also would have changed your psychological state, at least temporarily, for the worse. Those unhappy sensations would have come flooding back into the hidden recesses of your brain. Now, much of the work that we do or do not do depends upon how we feel. Right, how we feel inside. Now, if we feel powerful, we lean in to life's big challenges. When we feel powerless, we lean away from life's big challenges. And when it comes to sparking our motivation, power is everything. Researchers tell us that other people can actually prime us to feel either more powerful or less powerful, and they can do it all within a matter of seconds. How? By exposing us to an empowering or disempowering language pattern, or by having us recall an empowering or disempowering experience from the past, like the exercise we just did. And much of this can be done through the use of emotionally charged language. So, for example, I remember once reading about an experiment in which researchers took this group of 10 volunteers, right? And they split them into two groups. And they assigned members from each group with an arbitrary role of either boss or employee. Now, can you guess what happened based on what we're talking about here today? The boss group displayed boss-like behavior, while the employee group displayed more submissive behavior. And if you were to conduct an experiment just like this, you'd observe exactly the same thing. The same thing that the researchers from this study did, which is that there is a startling similarity between language and how it impacts our behavior. So in other words, exposure to powerful language can result in powerful behavior. Exposure to disempowering language can result in disempowering behavior. So the bottom line is, in order to perform at your peak and to feel motivated on a consistent basis, you've got to be primed for power, baby. And in just a moment, we're going to talk about how you can do this. But first, it's important to point something out. Whether you know it or not, whether you realize it or not, you're already priming yourself all day long. The problem for most folks, though, is that they either A, don't know that they're priming themselves, or B, they don't prime themselves for power as often as they can. But here's the good news. Any one of us can become better at priming ourselves by creating and using little nudges or little reminders of encouragement that trigger powerful feelings within us, which in turn then help us become and behave with more power, both physically and mentally. So the idea here is this: in each challenging or demotivating situation that you come across in life, nudge yourself to feel a little bit more courageous and motivated, to act a little bit more boldly, and to step outside the walls of your comfort zone by using empowering language. And with practice, you'll eventually end up wherever you want to be. So how do you apply this method to motivation in your own life? First, remember, to prime a powerful mindset, you want to recall and remind yourself of how you felt and performed with peak motivation and power in the past. Right? Most people do the opposite of this. They prime themselves for powerlessness by reminding themselves of all the times that they performed poorly in the past. They ruminate, they think about all the negative things and all the pain and all the problems, and they put so much focus and energy on that that it screws them up completely. You don't want to do that. You want to recall and remind yourself of how you felt and performed with peak motivation, peak power in the past, and use those empowering moments from the past to bring that same feeling of motivation and power into the present. So in order to cultivate more power, more motivation, remember to focus on your values as well. If you recall what we discussed yesterday in day 13, right, where we talked about remembering your values, remember to do that and ensure that you recall and reflect upon your greatest moments of personal power from the past so that you can recreate more moments just like that of personal power now and in the future.